You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Mondays and Fridays, we talk to the great Bernie Miklas. He joins us now. Hello, Bern.
What's going on, DGS and everybody?
I'm excited. I'm sort of excited. I bought tickets to the Yankees on Sunday, and it's going to be 150 degrees, so I'm not quite sure about that. But I don't know that I've seen the Yankees play before, so I'm excited. Oh.
I think, yeah, man. They're iconic. There's no doubt about it. You gotta tip your cap and honor their incredible status in professional sports in North America in terms of prestige. And I always thought, you know, I had a chance to go to Yankee Stadium quite a bit. I always thought you just walk in there and it's a wonderland if you're a baseball fan, just getting a sense of all the history. And I think when the Yankees come to your town, it's a pretty big deal too. I remember when Derek Jeter and those guys, those that team, Yankee team that won all those pennants and World Series, you know, they made a visit to St. Louis. I can't remember the year. It might have been like 2003 and at the old Busch Stadium. And it was unbelievable just that the aura that they had. And, you know, I remember Jeter walking down the hallway and Jeter walking here, walking there. And people were just like almost gasping, you know, fans that were in the vicinity. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, They're a team that you'd love to hate if you live outside of New York, but they're a team, I think, even if you hate them, you understand the rich history that's embedded in that franchise. And if you're a baseball fan, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, a couple things that I looked at, and I'll bring some of these up later on tonight when we're doing the Redbird Rush Hour 2, Burn. But, you know, between these two franchises, you have 38 World Series wins, 27 for the Yankees, 11 for the Cardinals. That's the most people know, but those are the most. Those are the two biggest totals of any franchises in baseball history. So these two teams, it means they've combined for 1/3 of all the World Series that have ever been won.
Wow, that puts in perspective.
Sure does. And it's hard to explain. You know, both of these teams are also challenged. These franchises are challenged because. Yeah. You know, the Yankees spend, my gosh, I did a thing a couple years ago and I figured out that the Yankees had spent, you know, like $1.5 billion more dollars than the Cardinals, nearly $2 billion more than the Cardinals since Bill DeWitt bought the team. And the Cardinals have pretty much hung with them. But you look at the Yankees, they keep spending and spending and spending. Their payroll is $300 million this year, and that's kind of where they've been for quite a while. And yet, they did get to the World Series last season, but that was their first World Series appearance since 2009, and they haven't won a World Series since 2009.
Yeah.
So I think the Cardinals, even with their downturn, they've actually since the Yankees last won the World Series in 2009, the Cardinals have outperformed them based on size of payroll. I mean, it's not even close, really.
Yeah, you say this all the time, Bern, and you're right. We talk about it a lot, but you make this point that we got to stop worrying about how much you're spending because the Yankees are proof of that. So I did some of the math last night. Since they won the World Series in 2009, the Yankees have spent $3.6 billion on player salaries without a World Series win. And if they don't win this year, that goes to $4 billion. It's almost $3.7 billion since 2009, not counting this year. And so you're getting close to $4 billion spent without a World Series. It is not about spending. It's about how smart you are.
I preach, brother. I mean, I think people that listen to me and read me, frankly, I think probably half of them are like really just tired of me saying that over and over and over again. But I can't help it. I really think to be smart is really more important than how much you spend. You know, that's an opinion that I'll never back away from. And I've been following baseball and the financials of baseball for a very, very, very long time. Does it help to be able to spend? Actually, the Yankees 40-man payroll is $317 million. Does it give you an advantage? Yeah, it gives you an advantage because you can cover your rear end when you make a lot of stupid mistakes in terms of personnel.
Yeah.
But you can go spend some more. So, it gives you a little bit of an insurance, I guess. But at what cost? I mean, how can the Yankees – you know, how can they be getting outplayed a lot by teams that spend a fraction of what they do on player talent?
So, Bern, did we lose a little bit of our smart the last few years?
Yes.
And we've kicked around the reasons for it, but would you agree, Bern? It's because there are a lot of reasons for it, but one of them is they just haven't brought in outside voices in forever. Until Heim Bloom, which is why there's some hope, because you just haven't had enough diversity of views and new ideas and new things where you do the same things forever, people pass you by.
Well, they also betrayed their own heritage because the Cardinals' strength, when the Cardinals have been good, and they have been good in like many different decades, going back to the 40s, even going back to the 30s and the 20s, they find players. They develop players. Branch Rickey, for goodness sake, he created the farm system for the Cardinals. Well, all those great teams came in after that. The Cardinals had more talent than everybody. You know, developing players and finding value in players that other teams overlook has always been one of the great things the Cardinals have done that separates them from most teams. They got away from that. They betrayed their own heritage in that manner, and they're paying for it. They're absolutely paying for it because every year they have to go out and scramble for pitching, scramble for this, scramble for that, because they're not developing their own guys anymore, not at a high level. And I think that will definitely change under Heim Bloom. In fact, I'm very confident it will be.
Yeah. Can I ask one question on this topic?
Yeah, brother.
So, I mean, I've been to so many ball games this year, and none of them have been impressive as far as the number of butts in the seats. How does that – it feels to me like a push-pull thing, like, hey, if we get 3 million people attending, we'll spend a little more money, but if we get 2.4, not so much, which means you're going to have a lesser team on the field, which means people are not going to come to the ball game. Seems like a vicious cycle we need to break out of.
Yeah, well, the DeWitts have always been consistent, and I'm not defending them. I'm just pointing out they've been very consistent. People can say, well, that's a lot of hokum. Say what you want. I don't care. I'm just saying they've been consistent in always saying when things were going great, it's like, man, we appreciate our fans so much because we set a revenue. We set a payroll based on revenue, and Cardinals fans pour in the revenue by supporting us, and that's why we're able to win. Well, because they started to lose their way in player development, they don't win as much. And now the crowds have fallen, and they're going to fall again, I think. And so the Cardinals are going to be setting their payroll accordingly. Now, Bill DeWitt III, who I like a lot, but he made a mistake a while back by kind of laughing at the idea that, you know, the Cardinals fans are going to show them and, you know, by not showing up. And he made the point. He didn't make it in a good way, frankly, and he knows that. You know, he was like almost like laughing at the fact, like, well, you know, if you don't come, we're not going to spend that much on talent. We're going to spend a lot less. And it came across as a threat. when really it's been their policy all along. So they could do a better job there explaining themselves. But I don't listen. They started a rebuild this year, and what people call whatever they want, but it's a rebuild. Because when you slash payroll, you don't add payroll. You sign one major league free agent. You tear down your farm system and player development system and bring in new people to run it. And you try to go to your veteran players with no trade contracts. And you say, can we trade you, Sonny Gray? Can we trade you, Wilson Contreras?
Right.
Can we trade you, Nolan Arenado? And then you tell your fans that it's all about the young players. They can call it what they want. That's a rebuild, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what that is. And it's, I think it'll go full throttle starting under Heim Bloom.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a rush job or a shortcut job. It's going to be methodical, and it's going to take some time. If Cardinals fans don't like that, I understand it. I'd rather have them go in this area than stay in the mediocre middle where they've been, where they don't stand for anything. They're not trying to win hard. But they also aren't really committed to rebuilding, so they're stuck in the middle. What good is that?
It's a fascinating thing, and like this is the thing is when we say the word rebuild, that's like saying the word bird. There are lots of different kinds of birds. They're not all the same, right? An eagle is not a duck. And so the rebuild that we're looking at is not a tank job. This is not we're going to shred the roster down to you know the bare bones and not spend any money or anything like that. This is more of like, I don't know if you want to call it a soft rebuild or just a moderate, like middle of the road rebuild, where you're going to back off. You're not going to go crazy, but you're also not tanking. You're not trying to be the worst team in baseball, which is what I think should be avoided. I think that kind of thing is really risky. It really turns off fans, and there's a chance it doesn't work, which is going to mean you're going to end up doing it again.
Yeah, and I don't think they need to do it. No, I mean, no. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I don't think they need to do it because, listen, they're going to have to trade a couple guys this offseason. They can't have all these left-handed bats.
Right.
And they also have to create a starting job for J.J. Weatherholt.
Mm-hmm.
So one, for sure, I think two left-handed bats will be traded, and I think a catcher will be traded. And I'll leave it at that. We're going to see some people leaving.
Sure.
But they're still going to have enough talent around, and you combine that with the fact that, you know, you have Weatherholt on the way. You have a couple good starting pitchers on the way. I'm talking about your system. Your player development system continues to rise in the rankings. You know, MLB.com put them at number 14 recently. That's not where you want to be, but it's better than where they were 2 years ago, 23rd. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to rejuvenate their farm system. And Bloom and his guys will speed that up because they're off to a great start already. So you add younger players that you're going to keep, and then you add more younger players to that, and you have a couple young starting pitchers that should help you. Then, see, you got something going. It's not a hopeless thing.
Before we let Bernie go, can we get a little preview of Mizzou football, Bern?
Listen, the schedule, the first half of the schedule is easy peasy. The second half of the schedule, I think, is really tough. I think that they're being underrated again. You know, after having, 10 and 11 win seasons, you would think they'd be in the top 25 preseason, but they're not.
No. Nope.
I talked to an NFL scout, a friend of mine, and he said, man, we're looking at Mizzou's players. They got some NFL dudes. They got a lot of NFL dudes on that roster. Who are these people that don't think they're one of the top 25 teams? Now, it's all going to come down to the quarterback play, though. Yeah. And they haven't decided on a quarterback. Hmm. And they're going to have to get the big play back into the offense. And I don't know whether, Bo Prabula will be that guy because his versatility as a runner. You know, Brady Cook, when he was fully healthy and was able to run and move around and scramble, make things happen, he took the offense to a new level. I think they have to get back to that. But they're looking at Sam Horn, who's got a rifle for an arm. So I don't know which way they're going to go. But they that's the question. I mean, you know, the old saying, man, if you're going to use or you have two quarterbacks, it means you don't have a quarterback.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And in football in general, but I think even especially college football, you can have everything else. If you don't have the quarterback, it's really hard.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be a really good team.
Yeah.
Can they get to 10? I don't know. Because there's going to be, as always, a couple of swing games. But even if you look at last year, I love that team. Don't get me wrong. And I'm in no way trying to denigrate what they did. They had a great season. But my gosh, a play here and there, you would have had about three more losses and three fewer wins, you know? No. There was a lot of really, really close games.
Yeah.
There was a lot of very narrow escapes. So I don't think they can live on the edge like that again this year, get away with it 2 years in a row.
Gotcha. Let's hear about Saliga before we let you go for the weekend, Byrne.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.